And let's hear again a part of the familiar story of Matthew, the second chapter. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again also, that I may come and worship him." And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Now, these are the three that we call the three wise men. Now, this is a queer fragment of a story. It tells us something, but not very much. We were wise men. Well, when 500 years ago, nearly, the Bible was translated into English, the word from the old Greek of the New Testament was translated to mean what everyday people in the time of the King James translation meant. And when they said wise man, they just meant wise man. We know pretty well that they were probably from Persia, from the east. They were probably astrologers interested in the stars and believing that the stars gave signs of what was going to happen in history. The word that the Latin used in the Vulgate translation for them was the Magi, and sometimes we hear them referred to as the three Magi. We think about them as three kings, especially because we learned to sing a Christmas song that says, "We three kings of Orient are." Our religious usage of these three people has become a description of them as deeply religious and foresighted men. And all the legends that grew up about the three of them have made them unusual figures, right down to Henry Van Dyke's well-known story, The Other Wise Man, which perhaps may be closer to the truth than most fiction is. But the picture we have of these three as unique, towering, mysterious figures leads us to think of wise men in a way the Bible isn't talking about them. They were just three wise men. Knowledgeable, intelligent, smart, And yet the facts seem to be that instead of being wise in this everyday meaning of the word wise, they were just the opposite. They are more like the three unwise men than wise men. Look at exactly what, and only what, the scripture tells us about them. They were unwise because they looked for too little, and that's all they found. What were they looking for? Where is he that is born king of the Jews? That he was king of the Jews was probably the least thing of importance about him. He was born to be the savior of the whole world, which was much more important than being potential king of a little country. They worshipped him, Matthew says. Now, we may mistake that for religious worship. It wasn't. They simply did the normal things that an average person would do in the presence of a king. They simply knelt in the presence of the king. They paid homage, obeisance to a figure of power. No, they looked for too little, and they found only the King of the Jews when they might have found the Son of God, the King of all creation, if they had been really wise. The second thing that is unwise about them is that they stayed only for one night. We were saying that the record of Matthew indicates a dream that night by Joseph, and they may have been there a few hours of the afternoon and into the evening, but no longer than that. Now, if they had been really wise, they would have stayed, perhaps always. There were others who did, you know. There were men like Peter, Andrews, James, John, Paul, and well, the list of those who, having found Christ, have stayed close to him for the rest of a lifetime is an endless list. And if they had been really wise men, they would have stayed with him. The third thing that Matthew indicates about them, that they weren't so smart, is that they didn't bring him anything but gifts. They brought him gold and frankincense and myrrh, spices, perfumes, but they brought him only things, only material things, only the things of this world, when they might have given him what he really wanted. And what he really wanted is what he asked of everybody to whom he said, "Come, follow me." And straightway they left their nets and followed him. Or he met Paul on the road to Damascus, and Paul gave him himself. And so it's been through all the centuries, that the gifts that Christ asks of us are not the things of this world, but they're things of the wholeness of human life, the things of the Spirit that is in us. So this is a very sweet fragment of a story about three strange figures called wise men who drifted in the night and disappeared forever. The question I'd raise on Christmas Eve is whether they were really wise or not. Were they really the three unwise men who looked for too little and found nothing more than they looked for? Who stayed too short a while when they might have stayed with Christ always? And who, when they gave him gifts, gave him only things when they might have given him themselves. Let's have a prayer together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that Christmas is the birth of our Lord. We thank you for the joy we have in families, the joy we have as friends. We thank thee for what is the real center of this night and of tomorrow, namely that Jesus Christ is Savior and Lord. We thank thee that he has called us to believe him. And we thank thee that he has given us the wisdom to follow him. Bless, we pray, our houses and the houses of all those whom we love, that the joy of Christmas, that is the knowledge of Christ being present with us each day, that this joy of Christmas may really fill our hearts and minds, and the hearts and minds of all we love. Accept our thanks for Jesus Christ, and help us to give ourselves to him more completely. Hear us, we pray, as we use words which he taught us to use, saying together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.